We've been talking a lot about the very special exhibit at the Science Museum featuring and highlighting the life and legacy of Arthur Ashe. It runs through next week. Hopefully, I know many of you have already gone and said it's wonderful and spectacular, and hopefully more people will go before it ends next week. We are really honored to have Arthur's wife to join us now, Jeannie Matusami Ashe. Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm great, Greg. How are you doing?
Really excited. Tell us how the whole exhibit came about.
Oh, well, you know, there are so many young people that have no idea who Arthur Ashe is, was, and, you know, when I go around and lecture, whether it's on photography or whether it's on, you know, Arthur Ashe's legacy, I was just amazed at the number of young people, I mean, in their late teens and early 20s, who just had no clue who Arthur Ashe was and the important work that he had done. So I wanted to take his legacy, which we, at first, what we did at the Learning Center was put his legacy online at arthurashe.org. And we decided, once we got it on the internet, because we thought that would be a great way to get his legacy out there, to bring even more attention to Arthur's legacy and allowing people to really see and feel the work that he was doing, by bringing it alive in an exhibition. And we decided, with all of the anniversaries that were going on this year, February 6th was the 20th anniversary of Arthur's passing, and July 10th, when we opened the exhibit in Richmond, would have been his 70th birthday. So we thought the appropriate place to really open the exhibit about Arthur's legacy would be in Richmond for his 70th birthday. No. And that's how that all happened. But it has generated a lot of interest, and it's coming to New York during the U.S. Open. And I really appreciate all of the interest and support that we've gotten from the city of Richmond and all of the people who have really been excited about the exhibit. This is what we wanted, and it's happening in Richmond.
The Inspirational Tour exhibit will be open to the public at the Science Museum of Virginia through July 24th, which is a week from today, next Wednesday. It's really impressive, and it's great for this generation. There's a lot of interactive games and videos, the history, timelines. How instrumental were you in putting some of the exhibit together and trying to decide how do you tell the story of Arthur Ashe? Because it's so impressive. It probably was hard to kind of narrow it down to the most important or the most relevant or the most impressive things.
It's so true, Greg. That's a really great point. But what's so amazing to me is that I've had this in my head for so long of wanting to do this. And then you start to see it evolve on paper. You start to see it, you know, come about. But after the exhibit itself was actually constructed, I was amazed that, you know, it came out of my head, and with the really good teamwork that I've had at the Learning Center with Synergy Events, who actually fabricated the tour. I mean, no one can do an effort like that alone. There's an idea, but then you have to implement the idea. And I really have to thank and give credit to the people who implemented the idea to make it come alive. And that's basically what they've done.
As you walk through the exhibit for the first time, did a lot of memories start flooding back?
Well, you know, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about Arthur. I mean, what a legacy, and what a really kind human being. I'm still trying to put the lessons together that I learned having been married to him. Every day it's a joy to think about him. But yes, the opening night was a tearful night, but tears of joy. We were all thrilled. It felt like his spirit was in the room. I hope that comes across for people who are coming to see the exhibit. But I'm just so excited when I first walked in the exhibit to see, imagine, you know, you have this idea, and then all of a sudden you walk into the room and it's there. It's not a mirage. It's really there. So that for me was incredibly exciting. And we want this exhibit to be free to the public. We want everybody to see it. We want kids, adults, caregivers, parents, teachers, schools to be inspired by Arthur's life, and particularly in Richmond, because he was born there, he was raised there, and he wanted to be buried there. So it's important to me that the city of Richmond knows its native son.
Talking to Jeannie Matusami Ash about the Arthur Ashe exhibit over at the Science Museum. I can't encourage people enough to please go before next Wednesday when it will leave. And it's going to move around the country. You mentioned the U.S. Open, which I think it'll get a ton of attention up there in New York during the U.S. Open. Ultimately, you need to find a permanent home for this exhibit. Would you like it to be here in Richmond?
I think it would be great if the tour could be housed in Richmond. It's easy to get to Richmond from anywhere in the world. You're close enough to New York. You're very close to Washington, D.C. It's a great location. It speaks to the history of the city of Richmond. But, Greg, I got to tell you, I'm not the one who can bring it to Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Richmond has to want this exhibit. Richmond has to bring it to Richmond. And I can't stress that more, because if a city and a community doesn't get, it takes a village, you know,
right?
You don't get behind it, then how are you going to nurture it and to keep it going? So it has to be a passion. You have to want it. This has been in my head for 20 years. There are other museums that are interested in it. I've been in very serious discussions with the National Museum of African American History and Culture, which will be completed on the Mall in Washington, D.C. in 2015. They're extremely interested. It's only 2 hours away from Richmond. But if Richmond could bring this home, I'd feel great about it, but also somewhat vindicated, because the Sports Hall of Fame that Arthur had really hoped Richmond would nurture and bring about, since it didn't happen, I think this would be a really wonderful representation of all that he dreamed of happening with an African-American Sports Hall of Fame in Richmond. I think this would be very important to the city, but that's not for me to say, and I can't make that happen. I can help. I can assist. And I've already put the entire exhibit together. So now it's up to Richmond to say, we really want this, and you've got to get behind it and support it and do it.
Well, with your permission, we'd like to help you beat the drum, because we believe it should be in Richmond, too. And it's certainly a huge part. We're a sports station, but this goes well beyond sports here, as did Arthur's life and legacy. So we'll help you beat the drum, because we want to see it ultimately have a home here in Richmond as well, too, Jeannie.
Well, it shows, and people like yourself and radio shows like your radio show that really do beat the drum. And I cannot thank you enough. I really appreciate your support. We at the Learning Center appreciate your support for, really getting the word out there. And also, let's get some fire under the city of Richmond and let's get the exhibit there. I'd like to see it there, but as I said, if somebody else comes along and says, you know, they really want it, it's really about who wants it.
Right.
But again, I thank you so much for all of your support that you've given this effort, because it's been quite an effort. And I think in the long run, Greg, it will be something that will be good for many, many generations to come. Legacies like Arthur Ashe don't come along very often.
Huh. You're not, well said. I think it's a great way to end. Jeannie, it's really been our pleasure and our honor. Thank you so much. We'll definitely talk to you down the road, but thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.